Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm Landon Vargo and I'm here with Bryant Wagner.
Sip.
Looks like we got officially got our microphones fixed.
Yeah, we did. It only took us three episodes, yeah. But we got it figured out.
Yeah, so we apologize for the last two, but we definitely got it figured out.
That's my fault. Sorry, guys. That's on me.
Sitting here sipping on a couple of Jim Beam Old Fashions that I pulled out of my...
They are absolutely delicious.
My bartending repertoire from back when I was in the business.
Not only can he cook.
In the industry.
Only can he cook, but he can bartend.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Did that for about, 12 years, serving, bartending, the whole nine yards.
Gotta love it. It's very good. I'm normally not a Jim Beam guy, but that's very good.
So we're going to kick off this episode by letting you know that we just attempted to go to the Indianapolis Zoo.
We did. It didn't work
out.
And,
it's because we really, really want our caricatures done for our new podcast album cover.
Yep.
And that didn't work.
No, that was a failure.
Yeah. I guess
Complete failure.
Yeah, I guess they only are there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at this point what we were told.
Yeah, at this point in time. So if you want to go get caricatures, enjoy going during the busiest time of the week with people.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So Bryant and I sitting there like pretty much the only two grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was field trip day.
It was field trip day. There were several schools there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And, we were the only two grown adults by ourselves.
And the funny thing is, when we were sitting there waiting in line to pull in Brian's vehicle, we see two different school systems. One is from Martinsville, Indiana. And if anybody is aware of Martinsville, it's pretty much like the birthplace of the KKK.
Pretty much.
Very like white supremacist like, and from what I hear, and very, I don't know how it is present day, but anyway, that's the stigma that place has.
Yeah, so before Vargo and I continue, I just want to let everybody know, if we offend you or something in any way, shape, or form,
we don't give a shit.
We don't care at all. so if you're from Martinsville or you've been to Martinsville or whatever, feel free not to listen.
And if you get your panties in a bunch,
sorry.
Tough titties.
Yep. Listen to another podcast.
So then behind that bus, we see another bus from Warren Township. Which if anybody is from Indianapolis area, they know that's pretty much in the ghetto.
Pretty close.
So we just found it quite humorous that you had.
They were one right after the other.
You had white supremacists followed by a school that is predominantly Black American. So I just thought that was absolutely funny.
It was odd.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
Because I could see like, two groups of kindergartners just going at it.
You stole my snack pack. You stole my apple juice.
I kind of would have paid to see that. I would have paid to see kindergartners go at it over a snack pack and apple juice.
Oh, dude, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be really
cool. It's almost like, like little midgets.
I know. Can you say midgets?
Oh, yeah. What I was supposed to say, little people?
Yeah, I mean, I think
so. Kindergartners are little people.
Yeah.
Yeah, midgets are midgets.
I'm just making sure. Oh. We're probably going to get canceled on this one. It's fine.
Don't care.
We don't. We're still going to give you content. Whatever.
Yep, it is what it is. we looked at some of the animals.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We saw Rupert.
And Rufus.
No, Rupert.
No, it's Rufus.
And Regina.
No, Regina is not one.
And Sabrina.
We're talking about elephants here, people.
And Paul.
In case you were kind of curious.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Paul.
We did see. We saw four elephants, which was cool.
Yeah.
We saw two cheetahs.
Yeah.
George and Polly.
Nope. No George. I told you, the name was Cat. Short for Catherine.
George didn't like either George or Cat. Well, didn't respond.
Didn't respond.
Didn't even look at us.
No.
Saw a female.
The lioness. Yeah, the lioness.
That was cool.
She was very vocal this morning.
She was very vocal. Yeah. She was either not happy or just waking up, one of the two. Yeah. So I guess she could have been not happy and waking up.
Every time I talked, she'd ignore me, but she definitely looked at you like a big piece of meat.
I mean, I am a big piece of meat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very large.
She was licking her lips.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
She wanted every piece of this.
Yeah, she was like, oh, yeah.
And
you huge.
Oh, yeah. She was going to get full, for sure. Just on me alone. Yeah. Your dessert. I'm the main course.
Yeah. But,
yeah, no, it was fun.
Yeah, it was
we got to see the chimpanzees right at the end.
And we bought a beer.
We did buy a beer.
That was probably the best part.
That was the best part. That kind of made up for the disappointing no caricature thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which.
Yeah. I just drank some, you know, yellow fizzy stuff, also known as Miller Lite. And
I got my Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was nothing special. We didn't go the craft beer way, but, you know, we definitely got a couple of of sips.
I didn't even see them have any good craft beer. I don't even know what Mesozoa is.
Well, it's a brewery downtown. It's next to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, like behind it a couple blocks.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it until today.
It's actually pretty
decent. Is it Metazoa or Metazoa?
Metazoa.
Metazoa. Metazoa.
It has a
okay.
T in it.
Gotcha. All right. Never heard of it.
It's decent.
If it's good.
It's decent.
We have a Facebook, so leave comments on our Facebook if you find it good or interesting or you know, whatever.
Go to our fan page on called Blabber Buddies. You can find it on a fan page and just leave us a comment.
Absolutely.
Let us know what you think of it.
I got something for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the last two episodes, we've talked about some extremely embarrassing things for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So snip the tip of your penis.
Basically.
And,
so as a quick recap.
And not being able to poop at work.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the first episode was that. The second episode was the snipping of my penis. In case you couldn't hear. And again, our fault for that or my fault for that. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'll answer me or not. I don't really care if you do or not at this point.
I can see where this is going. Go ahead. I'm intrigued now. You got my full attention.
Since the last two episodes, I feel like have been a lot about me and the two people that are listening to our show probably know a lot about me already.
Yeah.
I want them to know a little bit more about Vargo.
Okay.
What is one of your most embarrassing moments?
One of my most embarrassing moments?
The most. The snipping of the penis most.
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't get embarrassed that easily.
I know you don't. I know. But there's got to be at least one. I mean, ever. All time. Well, okay. I say ever all time. Like, puberty later.
Because
everything we do as children and up to about puberty is embarrassing most of the time. So,
yeah. But everybody goes through their own puberty stuff. And it's pretty much probably the same story. So.
Absolutely. So we'll say like 16 on. Like driving to now.
Well,
I didn't think you'd have to think about this that hard. I figured you'd have one right off the top of your head.
No.
Really?
I can't really think of one off the top of my head.
That's extremely depressing.
16 on. I guess probably my most embarrassing thing that I've ever done. It was a little bit ahead of time.
Okay.
I was back in high school.
Okay.
And
ahead of what time? Like
fashion-wise.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And
all right.
I ended up wearing a pair of man capris to high school. They were capris made for men. And I got them from Banana Republic, and I wore them, and
so like
I liked them.
So
I thought they're comfortable. They're whatever.
So joggers, pretty much. But before joggers were joggers.
Yeah, pretty much. But they were capris.
Were they skin tight?
No, they were not skin tight.
So they were like parachute pants mixed with joggers.
No.
That's how I'm looking at it.
No.
No.
If I could paint you a picture, if I could show you a picture, which I don't have any, but I only wore them, but make a long story short, I wore them once.
That's your most embarrassing, was wearing a pair of pants that were way before their time.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's bullshit.
Well, I don't
That's
know.
Absolute,
what, I, well, that,
absolutely
I was,
ridiculous.
I mean, it was embarrassing because I didn't think I would get as much flack as I did, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a lot of flack for that?
Yeah.
Mr. Big Macho
Landon
fucking Vargo over here got some flack for something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you got to remember, back in high school, I was really, I was really big into, like, you know, theater and choir and dance.
That's fair.
That's fair. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was a different Vargo back then.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, Probably a lot softer.
I was very gentler. Soft. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. I didn't.
Pre-military Vargo.
Yeah, pre-military. You know, military really, you know, kind of made me.
Hard ass?
I wouldn't say a hard ass, but definitely.
A dick?
No. No, because I guess there's people back in high school that could say that I was a dick, even though I don't really think I was a dick back in high school because I was friends with a lot of people.
That's
like
fair.
Different people. I didn't have a clique, you know. I just kind of.
You hung with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I was having a bad day, of course, somebody would probably think I was a dick because I was probably a dick to them. But
I got a lot of flack for that.
Yeah.
For being friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wanted to be in a clique, whether it was jock or geek or whatever. Yeah. And I couldn't do that. So I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
So, but yeah, that's probably my most embarrassing.
That's the shittiest embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Ever.
Sorry. I don't know what you were looking for.
Something along the lines of cutting the tip of your penis off. That's what I was looking for. That's what I was hoping for.
No. But,
you know, like something along those lines. Not necessarily that, but.
Or maybe there was a time, you know, I got sawn naked and I had like major shrinkage or something, but you know, it is what it is. Everybody.
That's not even that embarrassing. Oh, that happens. It's cold.
Yeah, yeah,
like it shrinks. It's cold.
It is what it is.
It happens. It happens to every dude.
Mm. That's delicious.
I bet it is.
But
it
yeah,
is very good.
I don't really have, you know, I just don't get embarrassed that easily.
I'm really sad right now. I was expecting more, especially from you, the guy that does a lot of shenanigans. And and we also figured out, despite our first episode of us talking about Vargo being paid to do something versus him just doing it willingly without payment or anything, we found out today that he would absolutely sober and without being paid willingly do something stupid.
Oh,
if told that he wasn't going
to
do it,
dude. That wasn't even anything. Just turning around to ask somebody how old they are, that's nothing.
Around a bunch of children?
Yeah, but they weren't around a bunch of children.
They were by themselves. They were by themselves. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's still weird.
Anyway.
You're a grown-ass man. Oh, and also, if anybody wants to help me out with this, $500, we can get Vargo to lick the nipple of a dead moose. I asked him what his number was. He said a number, $500. Dead moose, nipple, lick. If anybody wants to help me with that, I got the first 100. I just need 400 more.
And you need to find a dead moose.
Oh, I'm sure.
That isn't more than a day old.
I'm sure I can find one. I'm sure I can find one. We got friends that go hunting quite often and in various places.
Well,
I'm sure I can find one.
When you find one in Indiana, let me know.
Well, we could probably bring it back within a day. Expedited shipping. FedEx will do it.
At a premium pay.
Oh, we'll throw in an extra 20 or
30
bucks.
On today's news, Landon Vargo goes ahead and licks a dead bed moose's nipple, $500.
A bed moose's nipple?
I said dead.
No, you most certainly said bed.
Didn't?
Yeah, you most certainly said bed.
Maybe I'm thinking about
bed. You're getting bed. in bed with a dead moose.
I'm getting in bed with a dead moose. There you go. Ooh, you smell that? You smell that? Ooh,
oh, that
smells
horrible.
That musk.
No, that smells horrible. I can just imagine it. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
Licking the dead moose's nipple, not weird. Yeah. Getting in bed with a dead moose, weird.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, we're having some great conversation right now.
Already.
It's not chaotic, though.
Oh, no. No, it's not chaotic at all, not yet.
No.
I was expecting, we need a little bit more, you know? Maybe some more alcohol.
Yeah. You know, and
talk about our alcohol a lot more.
Yeah. And maybe have a conversation about stuff that nobody else knows what we're talking about. You know,
we could.
Maybe we should name drop some people that nobody knows.
No, I don't want to name drop anybody that nobody knows. They haven't signed waivers. I don't want to name drop anybody. I don't want to go that route.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, our conversations are not chaotic enough yet.
Nope.
I can't believe you brought that up.
I told you I would.
I know you did. I just didn't think you'd actually do it.
I mean, you got to know. You got hey, mockery is a form of flattery.
Mockery is a form of flattery. And so, and we appreciate that. We do. We do very much so.
So that's reason enough why I like to
and tune I guess we're in. Also mocking and for a form of flattery for what we're mocking about,
mm-hmm.
which
Absolutely.
I'm sure people won't know, and nobody will get this. It's and fine. We're just as stupid as, you know, everybody else. It's fine. It's all good.
So I heard.
Oh, Lord.
The other day.
Yeah.
You know what is worse than two women running with scissors?
Two women scissoring while running?
No.
What?
Two women scissoring with the runs.
That is horrible. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. That's like two girls, one cup all over again. If anybody under the age of 16 is listening to this, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Anybody 25 and older knows two girls, one cup. Yeah, no.
And if you say you don't, I'm calling you a liar.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Everybody knows two girls, one cup. And no. Now I got that image in my head now, damn it.
Take a drink.
I'm taking a drink on that.
I was going to say, you'll feel better. Yeah, drink it. Drink it.
I don't want to drink it now. Even though you made it.
You're going to sip it.
I am.
Yeah.
I might take a big gulp.
Yeah, actually. Right now. Go
is
ahead.
Is that a cherry?
It is a cherry. Sorry. Yeah, pop the cherry.
Squirrel moment.
Pop the cherry.
I hate you. Yeah. Stop staring at me while I'm trying to drink it.
Can't help it.
Ooh. That is very good.
I'm glad you like it.
No, I'm quite impressed with your bartending skills.
Hey, tell you what, man.
Maybe next, after this, we can get a shot of moonshine.
Oh, well, I've got it.
I know you do. I know you do.
Mm-hmm. And it is real moonshine, not that fake shit you get in Tennessee.
Oh, it tastes like water.
Yeah.
If water had a taste, it tastes like water.
Yeah, it's not that store-bought moonshine and imitation bullshit. This is the type of moonshine that you get from a friend that has a friend where if you get lost and you ask for directions, they cock a rifle and say, back the way you came. And then you hear the double, you know, you hear the pump action shotgun going.
Jinx.
Did you do it too?
I did. Right at the same time. I can't wait to play that part back.
That's going to be awesome.
So we've been kind of changing subject, actually definitely changing subject here. We have some friends at work, and I'd like that have done some, at least one of them has done something. Now, he was younger, and we figured that out. Tuesday. The microwave.
Oh, we already talked about that.
No, I'm clear we already talked about it, but I think we should have some do nots. In the workplace, things to microwave, do nots.
Oh, fish.
Absolutely. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah,
do not.
That doofus broke break room rules 101.
Number one.
Never reheat fish.
Fish, tuna.
I mean, tuna is fish.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But
that's
do
fair.
Not
yeah.
ever reheat seafood, period.
That's what I was getting at. Seafood.
In a break room.
No, never. Never. Anything that's got...
Moron. And I know he's going to listen to this, too.
I wouldn't call him a moron.
Oh, he's
that's
a moron.
That's a little harsh.
Nope, moron.
I'd give him,
nope.
You know, a little bit of...
You're too nice.
That's kind of how we do things here. Mm-mm. You know, I'm the nicer one. You're the dickhead, you know.
No.
Give and take here. The yin and yang.
Yeah.
We can't both be assholes.
Whatever. Bullshit.
Not bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody's got to be the level-headed one here. But, well, that's number one. I mean... Seafood, is there any, do you know of any other thing, do nots for a break room microwave? Now, if you want to take it to somebody else's break room and microwave your seafood, by all means, go for it. As long as it's not in your department's break room. Like, you want to stink up somebody else's break room, by all means, go for it. But any other do nots?
Not off the top of my head.
Just
really.
Seafood?
That one's my biggest pet peeve.
Why?
Why? Because it stinks.
Well, I mean, outside of the fact that
and
it stinks.
And it's not, it doesn't smell like when you freshly cook it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah,
reheated fish has a certain rot smell to it.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like there are sometimes like, not foods, but seasonings that reheated tend to have a weird odor that comes with it.
I think it really depends on the seasoning, though.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Because if you have garlic... I don't care. Garlic smells good regardless.
Garlic or onion.
See, that's
reheated.
Preferred. That's opinionated, though.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I would say your seafood is probably also opinionated.
I think most people would agree that reheated seafood
is horrible.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. It smelled like feet.
And I don't like feet.
That is true. We learned that last week.
Yeah.
Or last episode.
Yeah, I don't like feet. I think feet are disgusting.
Toe thumbs. Yeah.
Toe thumbs freak me out. But
Megan Fox has toe thumbs.
Yeah.
We found that out the hard way last week.
And I instantly found her repulsive. But that's also got a lot to do with
toe thumbs.
She
has thumbs that look like feet.
Yeah. Do you think her toe thumbs get toe jam?
I don't know.
It's a valid question, though.
Yeah, now I'm curious.
Like, because she has toe thumbs, if she gets like crud, like in her cuticles and stuff, would you call it toe? Would it be constituted as toe jam because she has toe thumbs?
I don't want to know.
I'm not sure.
That's a valid question.
I think that might be something we have to make Google later.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless any of our listeners can answer that question for us. Do toe thumbs get toe jam? Somebody tell us.
You know, you can leave that comment on our Facebook page.
Yeah, let's just rail that in there. Yep. We have a Facebook page now, in case anybody didn't know.
Yeah.
It's called Blabber Buddies.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know.
If they don't know yet, we've got a problem.
Yeah. So I've got a question for you, though.
Okay.
This is totally changing that topic.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's fair.
So when you watch movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got...
Oh, this is a good segue for one of my topics.
That's good.
All right.
But you have your favorite celebrities that you have now.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, they haven't changed.
Is that different from the celebrities that you, like your favorite celebrity as a kid?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, well, that's a great question. So
like basically what I'm asking is what was your favorite celebrity as a kid and what's your favorite celebrity now?
That's a toss up for when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's a big toss up. I was big into comedy as a kid. I still am. Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, both were by far my favorites as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Patch Adams was kind of serious, but also had its funny side. Of course, Robin Williams did Aladdin, which I have a kid now, and he loves Disney, so Aladdin all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good Morning Vietnam, Jim Carrey, Liar Liar. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Ace Ventura,
absolutely. I mean, great. Yeah. great comedians across the board, and by far my favorite actors of all time. It's hard now to pick a favorite actor because I don't think anybody is up to par with those, and even not just those two, like Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Anne Hathaway. Like, a lot of those people I grew up with and are all still acting and still phenomenal actors. But I don't think anybody now is even remotely comparable. I'd say now, that's a tough one.
All right, so...
That's hard.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, growing up,
mm-hmm.
favorite actor, and I actually started taking martial arts because I love this actor so much, but I'd have to go with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Hands down.
That's a great one.
None.
That's a great one.
Bloodsport.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
I
didn't know you took martial arts as a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you still do that?
No, I haven't. I haven't actively practiced
what
in a long time.
What belt did you get to?
All the way through.
Black belt?
Oh, yeah.
You were a black belt
uh-huh.
in martial arts?
Sure do.
No shit.
I've actually got a... So, my head instructor...
Mm-hmm.
got her black belt from an actual master from Korea.
No way.
And she was one of the first females to ever go through it. And I mean, this lady, I mean, she's old now and she's fucking hard ass dude.
Sure. I'm sure.
She told me a story and it still resonates with me. She was like, because they wanted her to quit so bad, they said, hey, you think I'm serious? Why don't you go ahead and break my nose? And she leaned forward and the dude reached over and grabbed her fucking nose and broke it right there on the spot. And she's like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow.
Probably. And this lady.
Never back down.
Never Love back it. Down. She's old. Older than dirt now. She's still alive.
Yeah.
But still, like, she's probably like in her 70s or 80s. And I still wouldn't fuck with her.
Yeah. No, I. No.
No.
If you're willing to have your nose broken just yeah. to prove something to somebody,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely and that was not. And that was back when she was probably my age or younger in her prime, but still I would not fuck with her.
Yeah, no. No. Do you think that Mike Tyson would fuck with her?
Oh yeah, because Mike Tyson's brain dead. I'm the greatest fighter of all time. I'm gonna beat Jake Paul into a pulp.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Oh, that's gonna be so much fun.
I'm sorry, but I'm putting money down towards Mike Tyson.
Oh, all the way.
I've already got money set aside.
It's gonna be a one punch knockout.
Oh, dude, if it's not a one punch knockout, I mean, obviously,
I'm gonna be a little disappointed.
Obviously, he's gonna do it just for the show, but he's already told media that he's gonna end Jake Paul's career so that he has to go fight in the WWE with his brother.
Absolutely, and rightfully so. I mean, yeah. who challenges of all people
the champ?
The champ.
Not the champ, but the champ. Absolutely.
Right. Like, no. Like, even, like, Conor McGregor challenging Floyd Mayweather. Like, I mean, that was a good fight.
It was a good
wrong,
fight.
But
they only did boxing rules.
They did.
Now, Conor McGregor would have won that fight if they went with MMA rules.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, fighting styles across the board for both of them definitely different.
Absolutely.
But
boxing alone...
Who challenges
I mean,
Floyd
obviously,
Mayweather?
obviously, Conor is going to lose.
300%.
I mean, that's like putting a chipmunk in the fucking lion's den.
And I'm going to bring this up now because we talked about this a little bit once related to the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul thing.
What?
If somebody can get us in contact with Mike Tyson, I would love to take a hit for Mike Tyson. just because.
You're an idiot.
Oh, I'm clear. I'm well aware of that. But like after he hits me, sign it. I'll never wash my face again.
Tattoo it on your face.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would totally judge you because I think face tats and neck tats are just absolutely atrocious.
I mean, that's fine, but it would say like owned by Mike Tyson.
Challenge accepted.
If anybody can get us in contact with Mike Tyson, I would happily.
Well, you know what they say.
I mean, I'd be terrified.
You know,
but
somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody knows Tom Cruise.
It's true. So somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody knows Mike Tyson.
Absolutely.
I'm not challenging him to a fight. This is not about that.
He just wants the one punch
I want the
knockout.
I want the hangover moment. Zach Galifianakis hangover moment. I just want to be one punch knockout.
Wants that haymaker.
Yeah.
That haymaker punch, knock his ass out, and he'll.
I really want to know if I could just take a punch. I'm curious.
I don't think you would.
I don't think I could either, but I'm just
I don't
curious.
Think I don't think you have a glass jaw by any means.
No, but
I think
I'm gonna get my shit rocked.
Oh dude.
310%.
I think you'd get a concussion.
I might go brain dead.
Yeah.
Might be worth it though.
Yeah.
Just like I said, I'd even get it tattooed.
Now right you gotta realize though, Zach Galifianakis, that was bare fisted punch. Would you have bare fisted punch or boxing glove punch?
I'd rather have boxing gloves. I don't want my whole face broken. I mean, I'm still probably going to break a few things, yeah. But, you know, bare-fisted versus, I'll take the glove. Soften the blow a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, like if it's...
Just a little bit.
Instead of 100%, like 99.9%.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, sitting there, you know, get a nice little punch on the old ticker right there. You know, good little contribution to the people here, you know?
We got a little sidetracked. I'm sorry. I had to bring that up.
Anyway.
So we brought up the Mike Tyson thing and we were...
No, I remember having that conversation though. That was a good conversation.
I know.
I still hold my opinion. I think you'd get your
I'd get my shit rocked.
Shit rocked.
Oh, absolutely. Again, not a fight. I'm not challenging anybody to a fight. I'm not anything like that. I just for the experience alone to say, hey, what's something fun that you've ever done? I can't say that it would have been fun, but an experience. I got punched by Mike Tyson.
Absolutely. So Jean-Claude Van Damme growing up.
Yeah.
By far.
Who now?
I still love Jean-Claude Van Damme every time he comes out with a new movie. You know, when you had...
When was the last movie that he had? Was it Expendables?
I think he was in Expendables, yeah.
Expendables 3 or 4, or whatever they're at right now.
I think it was...
He's been in all of them, hasn't he?
No.
He wasn't in 1 or 2?
No, I think he was in 2.
Okay.
Because Expendables 3 was Mel Gibson was the bad guy. Expendables 1, you had Dolph Lundgren, where he flipped over to be the bad guy, along with... what's his nuts? I can't even remember. Off the top of my head.
But he wasn't in 1. He wasn't in 1.
He was in 2.
He was in 2.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in 2.
No, I'm saying Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in 2.
Oh, he was the bad guy in 2?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Because they had... I must have forgotten that part. Yeah, he was a bad guy in 2.
Oh.
But my current favorite actor slash probably actor man crush...
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Chris Pratt.
No.
Chris Evans.
The Rock.
Why is it always The Rock? The Rock is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
He is badass.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I listened to
The Rock on his interview with Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's podcast a little bit ago. And like, you know, it was almost a 3-hour podcast.
Sure.
And it's just some of the stuff he said. I was like, yeah, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, cause you got to remember the dude came from nothing.
I mean, it's true.
That's why he named his production company $7 Production.
Right.
You know, because he literally came up with only $7 in his back pocket.
Yeah. I mean, that was right when he started the WWE,
yeah,
right?
And then he got his breakthrough, and he even said on the podcast with Joe Rogan, you know, he got in an argument with his dad because his dad wrestled for WWE, well, it was WWF back in the day,
right?
But you know, because he was, you know, one of the top groundbreakers for that,
right?
And he was very, you know, bodybuildish and stuff like that. So obviously, you know where The Rock gets his, you know,
Dwayne, his physique.
I mean, it's
perseverance and all that other stuff that comes with it. I will say he is a good actor. Now he makes a
lot. I love it.
Well, okay, let me rephrase. He makes a lot of movies that he's in. He's a part of that, like. Most of them are good.
Not all of them.
But then he'll have that one or two in the middle that's like, eh.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Like Jungle Cruise?
I liked it.
It was phenomenal. It was a very good movie. Yeah. And it reminded me a lot of Disneyland in my childhood with that.
That movie was based off of a ride.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But Jumanji?
Eh. Well, the second one was eh. The first one I loved.
Both of them were eh.
I like the first one.
Oh, I still watch them. Just I like Jack Black with that.
Jack Black in the first one when he played
the girl was hilarious.
A teenage girl was spot on.
Made the whole movie.
Absolutely.
For sure. I could watch that just for him all day.
Oh yeah.
All day long. But to see The Rock like try to be this small, like insecure kid.
Yeah.
Like it's not his personality. No. He's bold. He's brawny. He's just that like intimidating. Yeah. I'm in your face.
I still like the movie overall because it even had cameos from people from the Robin Williams version.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
They had cameos. They had references.
Well, they had callbacks absolutely to the first
absolutely.
One. I mean, they had his hut or treehouse or whatever in the first one. Yeah, that was really cool for the callbacks.
You know, they had a lot of throwbacks in it. And a lot of nostalgia really kicked in with that.
No, that's fair.
So
to answer your question for my current person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just now got to thinking about it because it was taking me a second. And I mean, I also grew up with this guy and I loved him on Saturday Night Live. Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I love his movies.
Yeah.
Love his movies. Love his personality.
Yeah. 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 I mean, he wouldn't be considered my most favorite.
No,
I said Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but he's definitely up there.
Yeah, he
top 10.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. But your favorites are more like action heroes and from The Rock and
right.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Mine are, I like comedy. I like comedians. It was an out for me when I was a kid.
Well, yeah.
Humor and bullshit things.
Like you said, so, I mean, being a fat kid, the only thing you got to do is be funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everybody laughs at the fat kid.
Absolutely they do. I mean, if you're already laughing at me, you might as well.
I mean, hell, look at Chunk.
Yep.
From Goonies.
Yep. Chris Farley.
Yeah. Chris Prime Farley. Example. Yeah.
The dude from John Belushi.
Because we were thinking about going as for Halloween. Remember the Saturday Night Live skit with Patrick Swayze and doing the Chippendales and
I still
Chris
do that.
Farley?
I still want to do that. I think I'd make a perfect Chris Farley. I need to put on a little bit more weight, but I think I'd make a perfect Chris Farley.
No, don't put on more weight.
Well, I mean, it would be like more muscle weight, but still. Like, I think I could pull off a good Chris Farley.
Okay. Whatever.
I mean, I got the dance moves down already and just, you know.
So, okay, here's the thing.
Okay. Are we
speaking of movies? Speaking of movies.
It's still on the same topic.
Yep,
good.
Still on the same topic.
I have
so,
a topic for that.
Yeah. So, well, here, go ahead with yours first because mine might switch topics a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's going to probably lead into something else. So go ahead with yours
first. So, movies or TV shows, either or. This question came up. My wife asked me this question based on a video she watched on Instagram. And it was a good question, and I had to think about it, and I'm still not even 100% sure on my answer. But if you could choose, you've seen a lot of movies and TV shows, first of all,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you could choose any weapon to use in fight, zombie apocalypse, whatever, you could choose any weapon, sci-fi, TV show, you know, whatever. What weapon would you choose?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. I had to think about it.
Because there's a plethora.
There are. There are quite a few. Quite a few.
So, wait. Can this include, like, having multiple weapons on your person?
No. Just one weapon.
Just one.
Just one weapon. And we also, after having the conversation with my wife, came up with the conclusion that...
Can they be in doubles?
What do you mean by doubles?
Like
if you like, had,
say
like
you
a
have
samurai sword...
Like,
have,
two of them.
As long as they're... That's also a good question that we didn't talk about. If they're a pair and they like if you got size, you usually have two of them.
Right.
That's fair. I would
say people in Westerns, they carried double six shooters.
Sure. Absolutely.
Double Desert Eagles.
So I will preface your question. I will answer your question with, I'll answer your question. So one, any weapon, mythical, sci-fi, whatever, what would you choose? We determined that whatever weapon you chose, you'd also have the power of that person. So if it was like Thor as a prime example, you'd have powers of Thor with Mjolnir. If it was like Zeus, you'd have the power of the lightning bolt. But also with this as well, if it's a double, so if your character normally carries two six-shooters, two size, like the Ninja Turtles, you know, whatever, like that would apply as well. So any weapon, mythical, sci-fi, whatever, what would you choose?
Well, if you want to be honest, I already know what I want.
Tell me.
As my weapon.
Tell me. Because I've got...
A vagina.
I would say that only works against dudes, but not in this day and age.
Not in this day and age. Nope. I would pick a vagina because that sucker can get anybody to do anything. If you want a piece of some vagina, guess what you're doing?
But it's got a week's downtime.
Nope. There's people that don't care. They don't care if Aunt Flo's in town. They'll go to the shower. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you could say the same thing about a penis then, though, too.
Nope. Because guess what? Not every female wants a penis. But there's dudes that want a penis. There's females that were dudes that want a penis. There's females that... are females that you don't want a penis, but there are females that absolutely want nothing to do with penis.
That's true.
But even dudes that are into dudes that used to be dudes or that want to be dudes, they're still want to see what a vagina looks like.
I'm telling you. The route that I was expecting you to go.
Hey, you asked, but that's my weapon.
I know, but like...
That is my weapon. Hey, you said sci-fi.
Can you name? Yeah, hold on.
You didn't say I couldn't use porn.
I know. No, that's fair.
So that's fair. I would pick a vagina because a man will bend over backwards for a vagina.
Okay, let me ask you a follow-up question then related to this then.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name then, excluding pornography in this, can you name a movie where a vagina was a weapon?
Yeah.
Name one.
Orgasmo. It's not a porno.
I'm clear.
It's a movie about making porno, but it's not a porno.
I'm clear. That was a dumb question.
Yeah, he was a superhero. He was a superhero.
I also forgot Nymphomaniac 1 and 2.
Yep, there
so
you go.
That's fair.
And if anybody doesn't know what the movie Orgasmo is about, it's made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park.
Oh, I'm sure that's an interesting movie. I've never actually seen it.
It's also the same dudes that were in that movie called Basketball.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Same exact people.
I love that movie. Yeah, I didn't realize
Squeak is in it too.
I didn't realize they made South Park.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're the creators of South Park.
We need to watch Basketball.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's a great great movie.
So yeah, back to your question. That would be my weapon would be vagina.
Well, all right. That's not where I thought you were going with that. I was actually thinking
weapons.
The weapon, not
like automatic weapons.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, yeah. Sword, gun.
Well, joke's on you, fucktard.
That completely ruins this for me because mine's an actual, like, weapon.
Yeah. But if you have a golden vagina, guess what? Every dude will fucking take you out regardless of how many, just so they can be the one to mount that shit.
Yeah, but then once it's done once, you're just sloppy seconds.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of dudes that go for hookers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Wars are started over vagina. Case in point.
I was going to say.
Troy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Exactly.
Fair. Fair, fair, fair. All right. Well, that's not where I was going with this. I was thinking more along the primitive. At this point, it's not really a primitive weapon, but to a vagina, it would be a primitive weapon.
Absolutely. and that goes based off of any species known.
Yeah.
Why does any other species ever combat each other?
For
mating purposes.
Right.
They fight only to mate.
It's fair.
Because they want to be the dominant male.
It's fair.
Correct?
Correct.
There you go.
Yep. Well, my weapon's stupid now.
Well, what's your weapon?
What? So I'm a big Supernatural fan.
Well, you can't use a Rainmaker cane.
No, I can't use
because
that.
Because it doesn't have beans
in it. It doesn't have beans in it. No, I can't use that. I couldn't even use that as a bow staff,
if anybody is not knowing what I'm talking about.
Listen to episode one.
Yeah, listen to episode
listen,
one.
Listen to our pilot episode. Last part of that episode, you'll know. But I'm a big Supernatural fan. So Jared Padalecki, Jensen Ackles, you know, they're...
You still don't look like Jared Padalecki. You look like a butt crack.
My photo on our cover, I look exactly like Jared Padalecki.
Nope.
I do. Anyway.
I told you, butt crack.
I don't... No. Anyway, my weapon of choice from that series would be the Archangel Sword.
Okay, well, I am not aware of what this is, so go ahead and describe it.
So... So you know your archangels in heaven. You got Michael and Lucifer was once your archangel fell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, all the angels have it's more like a dagger than a sword. It's, I don't know, 3 feet long, 4 feet long, something like that. So I guess not a dagger, but not a sword either. It's not huge. Anyway, the archangels come with a gold-plated dagger.
Okay.
I would also be empowered with the powers of an archangel.
Sure.
I could destroy anything.
Not a vagina.
I think I could still destroy a vagina.
No, because vagina that awesome.
No, hold on.
Would everybody to king up against that one archangel.
No, hold on. Done. Hold on. No, hold on.
Okay.
Have you heard of Nephilims?
Who?
Nephilim.
Never heard.
It's when an angel and a woman have
intercourse
and produce a baby, then the baby's a Nephilim.
Okay. And
so I would also dominate that too.
No.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely
I'm dominating your weapon. I win.
No, yeah, negative. I win. Because Lucifer would come into the place of that.
No, because Michael
Lucifer,
beats, if I'm Michael,
Lucifer is more power. You're not Michael though.
I can pick any archangel.
You just
blade
said
that I want.
Archangel.
Yeah, so I'm picking Michael.
Oh, I can pick now Michael. You are for oh, sake
always,
of argument.
No, I can always pick Michael.
No, you just picked it for sake of
so
argument.
So I can pick Michael. I could pick Lucifer. I could pick Gabriel.
No, you said archangel. You have
so an archangel blade.
You can't switch.
I'm not switching. It's still an archangel blade. He's still an archangel. Michael's still an archangel.
All right. Anyway, I'm not having this conversation with you. Right
I'm just
now.
Saying.
Because
I
you
win.
Are being totally retarded.
I win. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I most certainly win. All right. I would dominate your vagina.
Okay.
That just
mic
happened.
Drop.
Boom.
Well, if every man could just say they'd dominate your vagina, that would be great.
I don't know of any man that's ever said that.
So yeah, that was a good question.
That
right?
that was a good one.
I know.
Dude,
yours was a good answer.
That was really good.
That was a good answer. I wasn't prepared for that.
I
was
honestly,
hoping you'd choose Cy or Bo Staff or something stupid.
Oh, no. I remember what I was gonna say. So no. So moving on from yours.
Okay.
So I was watching the movie One Love the other day. It was the Bob Marley story.
Never seen it.
I know it just came out.
Yeah, no, I'm clear. I never watched it in theaters either.
Well, I understand that, but it just came out on streaming service. I watched it on Paramount Plus.
Oh, it's on Paramount?
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
Okay.
Watched it a couple nights ago.
Was it good?
It was good.
Okay.
It definitely made me Google some stuff about him, and it was pretty spot on. I mean, I'm a Bob Marley fan, anyways. Love reggae. Love Jamaica. Love the culture.
Yeah, aren't you going to Jamaica here soon?
Yeah, June. Yeah. I was trying to get you and your wife to go, but she didn't want to have anything to do with it.
That's not it.
She's a party pooper.
No, my wife didn't have enough PTO, otherwise we'd have gone.
We already used a bunch for other vacations.
I gotcha.
So it's not that we didn't want to go.
What? You know what? Maybe next year.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. We could, so maybe. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah. Conversation for another day.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so my wife was sitting there. And she had noticed that Bob Marley was wearing Adidas.
Shoes or clothes?
An outfit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was not aware.
All day I dream about
in
sex.
The 70s. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So back in the 70s, she didn't realize that Adidas brand was that old.
I didn't either, honestly, until
so,
now.
So what I did was I Googled it.
Okay.
And come to find out, the Adidas brand was established back in 1949, about 6 years after World War II ended.
Wow.
In Germany.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just going to take this a little bit further. She goes, it's a German company out of Europe from shortly after World War II.
Yeah.
What was predominant in World War II? Nazis.
Right.
So I was like, huh.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And I basically went a little bit further and saw who it was.
Yeah.
And
it was Hitler.
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Hitler died in World War II. Everybody
Supposedly.
Knows that. Supposedly.
Anyway.
Yeah. In theory.
Conversation for another day.
Yeah. So come to find out, though, the Adidas brand was actually started by a Nazi.
No shit.
No shit. Google it.
Well, I mean, I will later. I'm not going
right.
to do it right now.
I'm just saying, like, Google
no
it, though.
Shit.
No shit.
Really?
In 1949 in Germany by a Nazi.
Did it say why?
No.
No, just.
I didn't go
you
that.
You didn't read that far
I didn't
into
really
it.
Read
oh, okay.
that far
okay.
into it. But I just noticed.
I'm
I was like, holy shit.
Why.
So now I'm like, well, I guess I'm never buying Adidas again because I'm technically, so if I were to buy Adidas, I'd be,
supporting Nazis.
Supporting Nazis.
Yeah.
Even though supposedly Nazis are no longer around, but you never know.
You never know. I mean, I didn't think that white supremacists and KKK were a thing. I'm naive. So I found that out the hard way.
Everybody knows, white supremacists, KKK, Black Panther Party still around.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, there's still hardcore racist regimes out there.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It
threw me back. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes me wonder about like every brand of whatever, because everybody has their favorite brand. Now
that you think about it, though, look at BMW.
Yeah.
BMW originally made airplane engines.
Right.
And those airplanes were used in planes in World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, the one you look at the symbol, it has the white and the black, blue.
Mm-hmm.
That is a plane propeller against a blue sky.
Huh.
Little piece of useless knowledge for you.
If I ever go on Jeopardy, I appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. But I don't know. But see, that's the thing. After World War II was done, they banned BMW from ever making airplane engines again. Because they were on the verge of making the first jet engine for airplanes.
Why would they ban it?
Because they, at that time, they weren't part of, the United Nations. They were an axis. They weren't allies. They were an axis.
Yeah.
You know, they were the enemy.
Huh.
That's why Germany doesn't have an army. Is because of that. Kind of makes you think, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm like, again, like,
today though, I mean, you see BMW everywhere.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you wonder.
No, it does. Like,
now, personally, I've never looked into the history of BMW other than I know what that symbol stands for is because they used to make airplanes. And now, since they were banned from making airplanes anymore and, stuff like that,
right?
They started making car engines. And cars.
I'm curious. I mean, I'm a big, and I'm sure most people know, I'm a big fisherman. So, I'm curious now on every popular brand that I like, or just anybody's popular brand, because everybody has one of something that they have a hobby for, or shoes, or whatever. The history behind those things.
Yeah.
I'm going to start walking around naked, and
I'm sure, hey, you know what?
Go back to the Adam and Eve days. Just start walking around naked.
Yeah, just put a leaf. Fuck it. Just put a leaf over your little fella.
My snipped fella?
Yeah, your snipped two-hole penis. So no, speaking of nudity,
that's an odd segue.
Hey. So I know we were having this conversation on the way back from the Indianapolis Zoo today. So we were talking about motorcycles.
Oh, okay. That's not where I
told you I wasn't going to do that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. At least not this episode.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll save it.
Where are we at on time?
Oh, we're fine.
Okay.
I we're good. Okay. I'll keep you posted.
All right. So anyway, I've had kind of like a little niche where I kind of want to do the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota again.
Oh, you've done it.
I've done it. Yeah.
That's cool.
I've actually ridden. So the motorcycle that I have right now.
Yep.
I rode from here in Indianapolis all the way to Sturgis, South Dakota.
That must have been extremely uncomfortable.
I earned my iron ass.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yes.
I bet you did.
But it was difficult. It was definitely fun, though. It was fun because it just stuff you, because you, it forces you to pay attention. Yeah, I had earphones in, in my helmet.
Sure.
I won't wear a helmet unless I'm going cross country.
Sure. I mean, you should wear one all the time.
You should, but I don't.
If you're a younger listener,
well, you know why they call it a
protective.
You know why they, you know, okay, dad.
Somebody's got to be.
Okay, you know why they call it a brain bucket?
The helmet?
Yeah.
Because when you crash, your brains go everywhere.
Well, yeah, and it keeps it in the bucket.
Absolutely.
So either way, your brains are going to be everywhere.
I know, but you can still protect yourself a little bit.
Anyway, yeah, and I agree with that. That's why I wear a helmet.
Wear your pads. Wear your protective.
I don't wear pads. I wear leather.
Well, that's
leather
what I mean.
Leather coat and
that's what
brain
I mean.
Bucket.
Like anyway. When I say pads, protective.
Yeah. And if you're going long distances, I highly recommend you get a motorcycle that has a windshield. Otherwise, your head bobbles back and forth like a bobblehead,
and you come back with bugs in your teeth.
No.
No?
No. You'll have a couple on your cheek here or there, but you know.
Really? Because I drove through Texas and my entire windshield was just destroyed with bugs.
Now, my chest was littered with bugs.
Yeah.
But like my face mask only had a few on there. I only had to clean it off like a couple times. But yeah, no, it's yeah. But anyway, but yeah, I want to go to, you know, I've been feeling like, man, that'd be a good time again.
Can I go?
Yeah. You have to get a motorcycle though. You're not taking a Can-Am.
But I want my Can-Am Spider.
No, I won't be caught dead riding with you with a Can-Am. That's not a real motorcycle.
It's what I feel comfortable on.
I don't give a shit.
All right? I'd rather be on a trike than on a two-wheeler.
Then you're not going.
If I can figure out how to be comfortable on a two-wheeler, fine. I don't know if my wife will let me buy a two-wheeler.
No. Well, when she gives you your balls back, maybe she'll let you.
It's not about that. It's just... Yeah, anyway.
It's all right. You're fine.
I had a chance to go through Sturgis during the bike rally.
It's actually a really good time.
It was
like, just
really
the people,
cool.
The people are very friendly.
It was really cool.
And, you know, I went with a couple guys I went to school with at IU.
Yeah.
You know, in Bloomington. They met me at my apartment at the time up here in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we left on, you know, on a, I think it was like a Sunday or a Monday.
Yeah.
And then we came back on a Thursday. But, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, no.
It was a lot of fun.
I got to go out 5 years ago before my son was born. While my wife was pregnant, we went out west to go to, like, Yellowstone and do all that. So we stopped in Sturgis for one of our destinations while we were there. Okay. Now, I will say the only part of that I did not like, and it has nothing to do with Sturgis, has nothing to do with the bike rally, nothing to do with anything. The traveling through, have you ever been to like Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, all that?
Okay. Yeah, I got pictures of it.
Okay, cool. So, you know, like most of the roads are like big enough for one fucking car.
Yeah.
Motorcycles coming both ways and my SUV trying to fit through with motorcycles here and a wall that brick rock wall that far from my thing. Extremely stressful.
Well, yeah, but we already discussed your driving habits earlier today. And I don't want to bring that conversation
I
back
know.
Up.
I'm just, because it's not wasn't so much about the driving. It, like I had my pregnant wife in the car. I had my mother.
No, I get it. Yeah. Like, it's stressful.
And for one lane tunnels that people are trying to use as two lanes.
No. Those are two lane tunnels.
They need to be a little bit fucking wider.
Well, tell that to the people who designed it.
I if I could write a well worded letter, I would.
However.
But it was fun.
It was, it's very fun.
And I got to have my first bison burger. It's delicious.
Yeah.
At bar that's
so
right.
So I went
right there.
When I went, there was a. Excuse me, I burped.
you're excused.
Yeah, but there was a. God damn it! You just made me lose my thought.
Sorry, there was a.
Yeah.
When you went there, there was a. Is where you left off.
Yeah, I know. I totally lost my train of thought.
We were talking about bison burgers.
Oh,
we
Okay. So don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
So, and I don't care about only 3 minutes left.
Okay, you asked.
If we go a little bit over an hour, it goes over an hour.
You asked. I was just
all right. So anyways, because there's a couple things I want to mention on this episode before we get done.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a park that we went to and we actually saw live buffalo.
Yeah.
And they literally got as close from where I, like maybe about 15 feet away.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was a park ranger out there to make sure that they didn't get all willy-nilly because there was like young buffalo.
Sure.
You know, in the area.
Spry. Sprung. Ready to.
Yeah. No. They were, no.
You said,
like little calves.
Oh, so aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
aggressive mom and dad.
Mom and dad,
not
aggressive.
Got it.
Yes. Not, I'm getting ready to make
pump
one.
The shit out of it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So that was cool, but it kind of makes me wonder, like, how awesome would it be if I just rode my motorcycle and I was so, like, you know, because people wear interesting outfits.
Or none at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm clear.
So I was thinking, like, maybe if I just wore a pair of assless chaps.
I mean, you do have an iron ass for that.
Yeah.
So you probably could get away with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, play some Tom Petty. I'm free. Free balling.
Jinx.
You knew where I was going with
that. I knew exactly where you were going with that.
No, but it is a lot of fun, and I was hoping I could get out there sometime soon after I get, like, you know, my food truck, you know, Crimson Buffalo.
Food company.
Food company. Buffalo. Oh, there's Buffalo. Crimson Buffalo Food Company. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Well, you didn't make it for those buffalo. You made it because there used to be buffalo in Indiana.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've got my we talked about that podcast. But
well, we didn't talk about that part of it. But
so moving forward, I think I want to try and start.
Ask the chefs.
Oh, okay. I think I want to try and start asking different restaurants to see if we can start recording at their establishment.
Fun.
And we, you know, obviously we do a quick little
shout
out to them, and you know, a little insert of saying, hey, you know what, I'm eating this at this place, or I'm drinking this at this place, this is where we're at this week, you know, even though it's every other week.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I think that'd be
fun.
I think that'd be a good time.
According to our conversation today, no chains. So
Texas
Roadhouse, Applebee's, Olive Garden, y'all are out. Sorry.
Absolutely not. I want to do, I mean, if it's
Twin Peaks, you might be in.
Potentially. Questionable.
Maybe Hooters.
No.
Two Chain?
Yeah, Two Chainy.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, Twin Peaks is kind of chainy too, but.
Yeah, but not as. Not as. But,
I'm talking like, you know, like Ale Emporium.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Some local places that
local
are only
places,
known to hear.
You know, but.
Country Kitchen would be a good one.
Does it have a bar?
I don't know.
We're not going somewhere. We're not going any place that doesn't serve alcohol.
They may serve alcohol.
Like, I'm talking,
I
like,
think,
you know, like Big Woods, Ale Emporium.
I mean,
maybe,
Country Kitchen has
maybe
authentic,
different breweries.
Yeah, but Country Kitchen has authentic soul food.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, it's fucking good.
That's
though.
Fine. You can go on your off time, but unless I can have an adult beverage there, I don't want to go. Because on my day off when I'm doing this stuff, I want to be able to enjoy myself.
Yeah, you drank without me yesterday.
Yeah.
You fucked hard.
I did, and I sent you a video rubbing it in your face.
Yeah, you did.
But you know what?
Fuck
you can do the same thing to me tomorrow.
I don't drink if I'm not with you.
Aw, that's cute.
No, I just don't have a. I don't have a. I don't like drinking alone.
Well, I was
lonely.
Out for my wife's. I was out for my wife's birthday yesterday.
You were.
So I had a reason to.
You were.
To partake in the adult beverage consummation.
I don't like drinking alone. I have more fun with other people.
But anyway, that said, though, I'm kind of wanting. I don't know if anybody follows this gentleman on Instagram, but the guy's name, he goes by Traveling Foodie Guide, GUYDE.
Yeah.
And I think he would be awesome to be able to maybe get on a show.
Yeah, to have sit down with us and we have some food at some interesting place.
He can
kind of
tell us his story.
Yeah.
You know, while we're, he's also could be, you know, doing one of his reviews of that restaurant.
Establishment. Yeah, absolutely.
While we're there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be fun.
I think. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to shout out to him and, you know, maybe.
If anybody knows it,
No, we don't even have to do that. I can just send him a private message through his Instagram.
If he responds back.
Oh, yeah. But if he doesn't respond right away, you just try again.
Yeah. Well, but outside of that, if anybody knows a guy that knows a guy that knows this guy and, you know, wants to get him in contact with us, that'd be cool.
Right. So. Before we end, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end the show?
No, I'll save the stuff for another day.
Okay. So before we end the show, I definitely wanted to give a huge shout out to Amy Okerson and Brooke Filbert.
Oh, absolutely.
Suggesting for us to and really push us to start this podcast.
Yeah, they really gave us the drive to get involved and do this. And we seem to have fun, at least.
Yeah.
With our two listeners that.
Yeah.
Come and listen to us.
And that's
being Brooke and Amy.
Well, my wife listens to
it. So three.
Yeah.
Okay, three.
Yeah, yeah. And
my wife hasn't listened to one episode.
I think she's scared to. I think she's honestly scared to.
I mean, I don't know why. Like, I'm a little disappointed.
Well, tell her to listen to one.
I have.
Or is it that thing where, like, you know, podcast isn't really her thing?
No, she loves podcasts.
Huh.
Absolutely loves podcasts. Yeah. She listens to Golden Ratio all the time.
Or maybe
she
has listened to it, but she hasn't told you that she listened to it.
That's highly possible.
Yeah.
That's fair. But yeah. I mean, if she hadn't told me, I'd really love.
Amy Okerson and Brooke Filbert.
Huge shout out for you guys.
Yeah, huge shout out. I know you guys are probably. That's cute.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a cheering app. We got
Woo!
A cheering thing now. Yeah.
Woo! Amy Ogerson and Brooke Filbert. Woo! All right, that's enough of that. But yeah,
I couldn't help myself.
But yeah, you know, they, you know, some pretty cool,
cool cats,
you know, C-A-T.
Thanks for spelling cat
well,
for us.
Well, you know, it's not short for Catherine.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah. Not unlike
like,
our,
like
our
cheetah.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
That's actually named George. But anyway.
It's not
yeah,
George.
No.
It's
Thank you,
cat.
Amy. Thank you, Brooke, for pushing this and making this what it is. We're super happy to,
yep.
to be doing this for you guys.
So anyway, on that note, just letting you folks know, if you enjoyed our podcast, feel free to get onto our, once again, our Facebook page at Blabber Buddies and, leave us a nice review.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, follow us.
Yeah.
Post topics that you'd like for us to talk about, please. Anything. Like we're, if we like what you have to post, great. If not, we'll delete it.
Because isn't that what anybody does anyways?
Absolutely.
So yeah, just leave us a 5-star review and a nice comment on the bottom section. If you leave us a 5-star review, just remember to leave your email address so that we may be in contact with you.
And we might get you a t-shirt.
And you might be you the might lucky winner of a t-shirt. So just that said, all right.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right.
All right. Until see you in a couple weeks.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.